up. Happy New Year.
Yep, Happy New Year, man. Welcome to 50 Ball.
Yep. It's your boy, J-Dub.
Yo, it's real.
Looking back, man. So how was your New Year's, man?
That was cool. It's cool to get some extra time off from work.
Yeah.
Got a lot of food. Got some cool gifts. You know, got to play the PS5 a little bit.
Oh, so, yeah, PS5? Cool. Word?
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Okay.
I like, y'all know if I told you, but yeah, I got the PS5, so yeah, that's cool.
Nah, man, I know you had the 5, that's some new energy, man. You got that, man, like, you got that new console energy, man. Did you like it?
Oh, I try to play as much as I can, because, you know, we's out of school, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when school start back up, I don't play as much as I like, so, yeah, I was trying to get it in. Damn. You know, so it was cool, man. Hey, it was good, got some good food, it was cold up here, had a little bit of icy weather, you know, but it was all good.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, man, how was yours?
Icy. Yep. I mean, it was a good time, but I was like, I can describe it as icy. Hey, I was doing the same thing LeBron was doing at midnight. He was playing Madden, I was playing Madden. So that's as real as it gets. You know, I feel normal when somebody famous is doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah, it's like awesome thing to be doing. They play Madden.
So I don't feel like you know, like if you're a slacker, you're late. It's like, look, famous people are doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'm not that far off. That's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? So.
You see, he got photo shoots. He still can find time to play. So, yeah.
Hello. He got a lot of things he can do. So, I feel like, we were both playing Madden, so I feel like you got that in common.
It just shows you, man, little things can, man, make a man happy. You know, that video game, man, it is good, relaxing time. Whether you a busy, famous man like LeBron or, you know. Yeah, we're busy too. You know, we just ain't famous for it. So,
exactly.
You know, it's cool to have that time.
We'll be though.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, the podcast will get us there. We'll blow up.
Yep. So, yeah, man. So, what do you want to get started on, man?
Man, I know the hot topic this week was, you know, Damar Hamlin. You know what happened in the NFL with you know, during that Bills game, to where he, of course, passed out and, you know, fighting for his life. I know you guys heard a lot about that already. But we were kind of going at a different thing, you know, with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe. Like, you know, everybody's kind of riding Skip because he kind of had a tone-deaf tweet that he sent out.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, the tweet was pretty much saying that he was talking about the game. He referenced the game first, the postponement of it. And then he talked about the guy's injury.
Mm.
And a lot of people kind of thought it was tone-deaf. So I just want to see, like, what's your thoughts on that, you know, considering everything that happened with him and the compassion you had for him, hoping he got better and he was okay, then seeing Skip's tweet a little bit after. Like, what was your initial thoughts on that?
Man, he don't get a lot of hate mail or hate text. That's not old when I say mail. Black people don't even mail no more. So people get, like, hate texts, you know.
Oh, man. Hate tweets.
Somebody hate tweets. Hate Instagrams. Hate reels. You know. Yeah, that's tasteless, though. I was thinking that's pretty tasteless. I feel like he's just, like, unaware. Like, a player gets a heart attack. Like, that's different than anything we've witnessed watching football. It wasn't just a concussion, which is kind of messed up, too, that we kind of don't say anything about concussions.
Right? Yeah.
It's like, it's just a concussion. It's fine. Let's keep playing. Because we do keep playing. I'll give Skip that. There's been other occasions, but those were concussions.
Yeah,
that's more common.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, if I said, like, I had a heart attack after playing a pickup, I'm like, what kind of pickup are you playing?
Yeah.
It's like, that's not supposed to happen to your heart at all. Yeah. First of all, I don't think you know how to play basketball. First of all, that's not common, you know. So those that want to aspire to play football, I don't want you to think that's, obviously, that's uncommon, but it is possible, obviously. So I saw that tweet immediately. I'm like, it's tasteless. It's definitely, like, you're not aware. So I don't know if it's intentionally or he's just doesn't care. I couldn't tell from the tweet. You know, so I don't know. Like, what did you think? Like, did you think it was kind of like...
I think he did have some care and some compassion. And just to read the tweet out for people who don't know, you know, I know we got it here. It's like, after, you know, Hamlin, you know, got hurt and, you know, everybody's fearing, hoping that he was still alive, you know, because he was a move and he collapsed.
Yeah.
So moments after that happened, Skip, you know, he tweeted out, no doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game. But how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. So Skip tried to explain that tweet, saying pretty much that last sentence is the saving grace, saying, you know, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. talking about the outcome of the game and everything. And he's right. The game was irrelevant at that moment. I think he's missing the point, though, of the beginning of that tweet. Like, 80% of that tweet is tone deaf.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you don't want to see Grandpa pass out in the kitchen, and you're just, you know, at that moment, you're thinking, dang, who's going to get Grandpa's car? You know, like, I know that ain't important right now, but who's going to get his car, though? Like, it's... You're going to talk about that at some point, but at that exact moment ain't the time to do it. So it was tone deaf. And you got a lot of people online saying that people are overreacting. They thought Shannon was overreacting to it. Because Shannon Sharp was, you know, he didn't like that. You know, he tweeted that either.
Yeah.
But Skip, dude's obsessed, man. You know, like he's really obsessed. Like, I know he talks about being obsessed with sports. I mean, that's the reason he said he didn't have kids, you know, because he wanted to focus so much on his career in sports. He didn't want to, like, you know, have kids with his wife.
Yeah.
And he told his wife pretty much she comes second to sports.
Ooh.
And she was fine with that, which, of course, you know, I'm not going to knock their agreement, you know.
I'm going to say that out loud.
But that tells you how much, okay. You know, he's obsessed with the sport.
Yeah.
So I think he's so obsessed with sports, he can be a little tone deaf and delusional. Cause that tweet was tone deaf. Like, nobody's thinking about the game. And I know he had the saving grace at the end saying that it's irrelevant. But the fact that you mentioned everything else, though, is still kind of tone deaf. You know, so that was my thoughts on that, man. You know, I knew he cared and meant well. You know, I know he probably thought he was hoping the guy would get better. But it's still a time and a place to say something. And that one is.
That was your first thought. Because, like, you know, yeah. It's like you said, it's like 80%. Hey, look, that's a B in most people's.
Yeah.
their scales, okay? Like, it's that's a pretty good free throw percentage. So, I'm saying, like, so...
Got the Bucks game on. You got the Bucks game.
The beginning part, like, is you're wondering about the game. Like, well, I mean, it's... Okay, let's reach back to people's internal thoughts. It's like... This is late in the season. Yeah, you're right. These two teams are fighting for their positions in the standings. I don't remember who was fighting for which position. No, I know the Bengals are up there. And,
right.
And I know that the Bills are up there. They have two pretty good records. But is that like the first thing he's thinking is where do these teams go from here? And they may think that, but it's not like, you know, that shouldn't be your priority.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter that much. Like, the season's almost over, and they miss a game. Like, teams, like, the NFL changes the schedule often.
Mm-hmm.
They always flex teams out to play a different day or like, a different week. Even for Week 18, even. All the teams didn't even know, like, what time they played, I think, yeah. As of that Sunday. I don't even know what time Dallas played. That's all I care about is what time Dallas plays. But all the teams were like 2BT. So I'm saying, like, even with this instance, it's even like, who cares less? Because they'll, you know, it's like the biggest concern should be like, is he going to make it? Because you don't want to say, because what if
only
he doesn't?
Concern. Yep.
If he don't make it, you'll say, we just watch someone basically die later.
That's the only concern.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's because he's still in critical condition. And that was not in any of that tweet that he had. Like, we didn't feel that at all. Like, it was It was minimal. Like, even at the end, I kind of read it as more like condescending because he's very sarcastic. Yeah. So I don't know if some people even read at the very end of that, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. So I don't know. Did you read that in a kind of a condescending tone, or do you like imagine him being kind of sarcastic about, you know, the importance of the game?
I didn't think he was condescending. I think he's just a habitual line stepper. Dude. Like, dude is always towing that line. Like, you know, you seen when him and Shannon Sharp got in an argument a week or two ago about Tom Brady. You know, like, he disrespected Shannon Sharp's career to defend, you know, his stance on Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, that's your boy. Like, you can have a difference of opinion, but you don't have to talk about his personal career. Because that would be like, you know, Shannon arguing against, you know, Skip with something. And he's saying... Well, you know, you ain't half the journalist that Stephen A. Smith is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, you know, Skip will feel disrespected if Shannon said that, you know?
It's so true, though.
You know, and even if you think it's true, it's just the respect and love that you have for your boy. You know, you say you guys are brothers. You shouldn't say that, especially on national TV in front of the eyes. You know, millions of eyes. Like, the thing is, you know, if you really care for somebody, you shouldn't blatantly and purposely disrespect them in front of millions of people and have them feel a certain type of way. So I think dude's just really that delusional. And I to keep it real, I'm a fan of, you know, Skip and all them boys and, you know, yeah. Undisputed.
Yeah.
But I think he's kind of at the end of his life cycle. Like, I think he's been pushing it. Because you see Shannon's getting fed up with him over the disrespect. Yeah. It's like he don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
Like, again, this is the same dude that told us. He told his wife that, hey, and I respect the honesty, but he told his wife that you're going to come second to, you know, sports. You got to be cool with that if you're going to be with me. Which, again, I respect it. But now we're seeing that play out. Like, you know, before he says, man, before he can say, I hope this guy is okay, he's talking about the sport. He's talking about the football game. You know, so he dude has a problem, man. I think he's like, I'm not a doctor. I don't know if it's been diagnosed. Mm. But he's really, like, obsessed and compulsive when it comes to sports. Mm. Like, that line between sports and real life is really blurry for Skill. Mm. You know, so that's my thing on it.
That's true. Well, we could think it could be if you think it's, So you're saying, like, you think he got some kind of mental condition with, like, related to sports?
Yeah, you get people that are attached to things, you know, like, there's so many, like, different type of mental things out there, you know, or mental illness. And again, I'm not a doctor, I'm guessing, you know, but it's whatever. He talks about everything, so I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, it's real, though. So many different mental things out there. You see people cling on to things, you know. It's like, remember Ed and Eddie? Remember, what's the name? Well, Plankton.
Oh, yeah.
He got attached to his friend Plankton, the board. Yeah, you know, he drew a smiley face on him. He's attached to that.
Oh, wow.
Or you see guys that get, like, attached to, like, movies or something like that. Like, they might rewind movies over and over. Mm. Or, you know, they might get attached to, like, a celebrity. Like, sometimes when people have things going on, they get so attached to that one thing.
Yeah.
They can't let it go. Mm. And I feel like that thing, for Skip, is sports.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not diagnosing this, man. I don't know if he has, you know, autism, nothing like that. I don't know. You know, I can't say that, you know, but I do think it's something to where something in his head has him so connected and obsessed with sports, he loses track of, he loses the tone of the room.
Yeah.
He loses track of reality.
Well, and it's worse because he's stubborn with it. Because then, like, he'll tell him, like, hey, you should just take this down. He's like, no, well, like, I stand by it. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. So you're so hard headed that you can't take down something like that. Because it's just, you know, and then even within the first minute, right? So, like, Shannon tries to give, like, a monologue usually, like, in Undisputed, just to say whatever, you know, blah, 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 open it up. And he wasn't even going to say, anything bad or, you know, address all the rumors. But then Skip kind of, like, stroking the flames again. Like, he, like, interrupted him like he was going to, you know, talk bad about him. And he didn't. And then he ended up being upset. He's like, you know, it's like, I can't deal with you, man. It's like, I'm ever trying to just move on, because Shannon tried to take it more like a classy approach about it. Like he didn't even address all the reasons why he wasn't there. It was like he didn't say, like, oh, I didn't come here because you said this tweet, but people could probably guess that why he didn't come in, because of that tweet,
yeah,
or because how he felt about that, you know. But you know, Skip kind of, like, stroking the flames a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, motives could always be questionable. Like, would someone go so far just for a, you know, just to tweet something like that for followers, for attention? I feel like he's too old to doing that, because he's already on Undisputed. I feel like he don't need to be fighting for that much attention.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Where do you think his motives lie? Like, what would make him tweet that? Like, want to just tweet that out?
I think he's compulsive. Like, I think he's past, like, trying to get something for clicks and attention. Like, I honestly don't think that's his intention.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think that's his intention, you know? Of course, it led to a lot of clicks and mentions.
Yeah.
I honestly just think he's a little clueless when it comes to things. Like, some people are just like that, you know? It's almost like some people just cannot read a room. You know, there's a time and place for everything. It's almost like you're going to go take, like, your SAT or something like that.
Yeah.
You're focused, you know, you're thinking of all your studies. You stayed up all night studying. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking about going out with your boys and at the club. Like, some dudes are thinking, you know, you might walk in there with your friend, and it's like, okay, you ready for the SAT? Like, we've been studying all night. Let's get ready to take it. And he's talking about something like, hey, man, you ready to play Call of Duty? Like, man, or, man, last time Call of Duty, man, how'd you die in Warzone? Like, he's so drawn to the video game, he ain't just thinking, like, hey, get your head off the video game. We need to focus on the SAT right here.
We'll
play video games afterwards, but now ain't the time for it.
Yeah.
But he's thinking, like, man, you know, I don't know how you died yesterday in Warzone. You still should have made that, but I'm focusing on the SAT. I'm ready for the SAT. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, you should have been focusing on, you know, Call of Duty yesterday. It's just like, I think Skip's one of them dudes, dude. He's just so compulsive. Mm. I don't even think he realized what he's doing.
Well, I think he, like, what the, I think this kind of puts this topic in the full circle, is his tweet is a representation of a lot of other people out there that thought like him and just didn't have the biggest platform that he does. And then, you know, obviously famous. So his tweet carries weight.
Yeah.
Because he's famous and well-known and he's on the show. Or most people, like, maybe not have gotten that much attention. But, you know, obviously there's, I think, more than, I don't know what the percentages are versus, like, who cared or who cared more than other. But I think majority had sympathy in that moment than people that was more worried about, like, you know, like, why, you know, like, I want my money back. You know, I,
right.
People talking like that.
Yeah,
you
know, like, yeah.
That's, I mean, now that, like, you know, now they start to sound like Skip. You know, we start thinking about things like, who cares? You pay for the ticket. Like, you know, I don't know if it was in Buffalo or Cincinnati. I forget which city that is. But, you know, fans that go there, you know, that's the last thing that you should be caring about is how much your ticket was. Because you don't risk me going to all these games anyway.
Right.
You're here to be entertained for 2-3 hours. Mostly 3 hour game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, someone that you paid to watch is in critical condition, and that's more valiant, and that's life. Like, people think, like, football players are humans too.
Yeah,
they, you know, like, I think some fans, they just see them as just some, like, entertainers that just should just go through the wall and just life moves on, like,
yeah.
But that's a big moment to show, like, hey, it's just a game.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to, that moment. It's just a game. Like,
yeah,
it's okay to be passionate and stuff and crazy, as long as you don't go to jail, whatever. But hey, as long as you, like, you know, within your lines, like, it's okay to be passionate, right?
Yeah.
But it's beyond that where you start, you know, you kind of put your team or your love of the game over just human.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I think you kind of get a little too far on that. You know,
that's what he did with Shannon. Nobody disrespect to Shannon, because they're arguing about Brady, you know, and he gonna tell Shannon, well, you just jealous that you didn't play as good until your late 30s. You know, because you was a football player, but you didn't look as good as Brady. And it was like, why would you even say that to your boy? Like,
yeah, that's messed up.
It's apples and oranges. Like, man, it's a tight end, he's a quarterback, you know, he's protected. You know, this guy, ain't nobody protecting him. He gotta, you know, he gotta run through dudes or juke him.
Yeah.
You know, so you're talking about two different positions. It's apples to oranges comparison. So, but again, he doesn't know when to turn that switch off, and he disrespected his friend on TV. Mm. And you know, he might have thought it was harmless, but he don't realize everybody else don't think that.
Yeah, that's soft. It's that soft move. Like, it's just your homie. It's like, hey, if like any of y'all got siblings or family, you know more about them than anybody else outside your family circle. So imagine, like, you get an argument and everybody know who I'm talking about. You know, whoever it is you be arguing with all the time, the one that be talkative, the one that talk back a little bit. You know, but you know everything that could hurt them. And that's usually love. Like, anyone that you love, you usually know a lot more than you probably should.
Yeah.
They, what they allow you to know about them. And, but the hardest thing you tell them, you know, like a low blow, and only you know what that is. You know what that low blow is. You know what I'm saying? So you got to stay within that line. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do a Skip that'll try to say something that would definitely hurt you.
Yeah, no.
Like, going to, like, now, there's a lot of things that are above board that you could use. I do that. I use, like, the things that are definitely, like, you know, something that's, some, you know, there's so many ways that you can get your sibling real good that I highly encourage. Because I'm the youngest. I'm like, a lot of older siblings can be highly irritating. You know what I'm saying? But there's, like, that line that you don't cross just out of respect for each other. And that's, like, that debate. Because that's what they do, right? They debate. But when you debate, you got to stay within that line.
Yeah.
And he constantly, like you said, like, line stepper. Or he'd be stepping off a lot. He'd stay stepping off, like, and you just don't do that.
Nah, man. So, yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. You don't know how to turn it off. You know, especially considering, you know, Shannon had a brother. You know, his career was kind of cut short by injuries.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to tell this man he didn't play as good until his late years as Brady. Like, you just, like you said, you're cutting deep hitting below the belt. And it's not worth that.
And who is he, though? I mean, I'm telling you, like, the one that be saying, he'd be like, why would, you know, and I only think he would be hurt because they're obviously, they're like brothers probably. and are like really close, probably off air.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why. I mean, I feel like if they won't, I feel like why would you let someone like Skip even hurt your own feelings? Because he is no way to say who's doing better in their own career.
Man, and that's the thing. It's not like necessarily what he says. It's the fact that it came from you. It's not exactly what was said. Like, had somebody else said that, he would have shook it off. Like you said, the fact that he got love for him like her brother, he's thinking it's coming from you. Like, you know, so.
You gotta say it like that. It's like, yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'm like, hey, this New Year's, Skip New Year's resolution needs to be drawing a more bold line between his love of sports and reality. Just knowing when to turn that off. Mm. Like, his tweet, he probably didn't mean no harm by it, but the fact that 80% of that tweet was talking about the game and this and that, you need to know how to. Again, fold the lines up a little bit so you don't cross them. Like, don't even mention it. Like, it just nobody wants to hear that. When you worry about somebody's life, you're not thinking of something meaningless like a game. You know, the game can always be played. Mm-hmm. You know, when these players get old and, you know, they pass on, it'll be other young players that come in and take their place. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, a life is a life. Like, you know, a life is irreplaceable. You know, like, this man, you know, you hoping the best for him. You don't want to hear about this game. That's the last thing you're thinking about, so it's like not even worth mentioning. So I don't think he realized that. So his New Year's resolution needs to be when to talk sports and when to keep his mouth shut or talk about life. Like, that's it.
Better off just saying nothing.
Yeah.
These people like him just saying, if you just suck at saying, obviously he's just you know, he sucks at saying the right thing in the moment. Just don't say nothing. You know, I think that should go along with those kind of resolutions that we hope. It's kind of something we kind of go on is like, well, what kind of resolutions we would have for, you know, either like a team or a player or like a celebrity, you know. And then so Rio touched on one for sure. Like, then that's perfect for Skip, man. Like, you gotta calm that way down. Look,
yeah.
As life is fragile, so are careers. So I'm just saying, like, there's so much, you know, things that corporate can take. They can take a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can take a lot. Skip says a lot of things. It's like, and he's still employed. So, it's you know, if it starts getting a little more on the sensitive tip, you know, I'm just saying, man, careers can be cut short for a lot less.
Yeah, it's the end of that life cycle. But nah, speaking of resolutions, man, what's some resolutions you had for, like, you know, yourself or teams, you know, that you're watching, sports, whatever the case?
Man, definitely one, man, like, I had so many, but I think one of them is the Lakers. I would hope that their New Year's resolution is to get back on the track of winning on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
Like find those ingredients that got you back.
Yeah.
You know, your batch is messed up. You know, so you gotta, you know, you went to Heaven Sent Chicken. Y'all may not know if y'all not in the area, okay. But, you know, if you ever had Ezell's and Heaven Sent, you know, Ezell's was the first, and then Heaven Sent is the party that broke off, you know. So the original chicken was Ezell's. But since Ezell's broke off and had his own chicken place, he took that recipe with him. He's the original. That's the success, is having the original recipe, man. And when it's not the same, it's not the same. You know what I mean? Like, Ezell's, it's still good, mind you, though. It's still good, you know what I'm saying? But it's not the same as Heaven Sent, because he still has the recipe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So as the Lakers, they once had the recipe for success, and then they try to switch it up a little bit, and now it don't taste the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It may taste good sometimes, you know, like, a man that doesn't know how to cook, but it's like, it tastes good sometimes. It reminds me like when I first started to try to cook in the seventh grade, and I tried to make some cookies, and like, some of them taste good and some of them didn't taste good.
Some crispy, yeah.
Yeah, you know, kind of iffy, because you don't know what you're doing. I know what I was doing. I was like, but that's what definitely one of mine, man. It's definitely the Lakers. Get back on that winning track, man. What about you?
Yeah, if I had one, like I said, going back to Lakers, AD needs to, once he comes back, he needs to at least try to play 80% of the remaining games he has.
Man, that's good.
That, you know, be available. You know, availability is the best ability. Mm. So, and other than that, as far as something else in sports, maybe, see, you know, the Grizzlies can get that Western Conference record up a little bit, because right now I think they're one game above 500, you know, versus Western Conference teams. Yeah. They did all that talking. So, you know, I want to see if they have the resolution of winning more games against their conference rivals, you know, because if you're not worried about anybody in the West, you should be beating them.
For real.
You know, not you guys breaking even, you know, so. Yeah, other than that, no, as far as the personal one, it's hoping to record more, you know, get more episodes out there.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Second that. Definitely some more. I think, like, as we grow, I feel like our listeners grow with us because you guys are watching, you guys supporting us. We always so thank you for that. So I think that I would second that, you know, add that we all want us to really take this to the next step and grow together. And that's probably putting more episodes of content and things like that. And I think as we do, I think we're kind of like telling our own story, you know, like, because like each time we come out here, we're telling you guys a story that is different than the other. And some of them, you know, are planned and some of them not planned.
Yeah.
Some of the best ones be unplanned. A lot of stories told is not planned at all, you know, but definitely, man, always the resolution is on your way up. What was the song like on your way up?
All the way up, yeah.
All the way up, you know, all the way up. So that's definitely big ups. It's always climbing that ladder, man. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, cool, man. I appreciate you guys watching. Thanks for watching 50 Ball. Happy 2023. Happy New Year. You know, holiday season's over. It's time to get it. And yeah, check us out, man. Find us on all your podcasts, you know, apps or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Yeah, follow us. Subscribe.
Yep.
Stalk us. Well, you know, maybe not stalk. Let me take change the verb.
Timeout.
Yep. It's almost a timeout for the referees. I mean, maybe not stalk. But just stick to the regular follow, which I feel like it doesn't sound that good after stalk for some reason.
Yeah, stalk the channel. Stalk our channel. Yeah.
Stalk the channel though, but not the live stuff. But yeah, man. So we just hope you guys have a good week, and you got till next time. We got some more coming for you.
Yep. There we go. Peace.
All right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.